Wisconsin is not an early primary state, which means we don't always get a lot of love and attention from the candidates or the national media. This year has been a little different, with a candidate from Wisconsin, of course, Governor Scott Walker, on the Republican side. The state is also getting attention from Democratic candidates as well. Bernie Sanders has made a visit, and now tonight, for the first time in her campaign, Hillary Clinton is coming to Wisconsin, to Milwaukee, to be precise.
Craig Gilbert joins us now. He's Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's here to talk about that visit this evening. Craig, welcome back to Central Time.
Nice to be with you.
Well, tell us a little bit, if you would, about why Hillary Clinton is in Milwaukee this evening.
Well, you know, Bernie Sanders, who's her closest competition right now for the Democratic nomination, has already been to Wisconsin. He drew a big crowd in Madison in early July. So I think it's natural for Hillary Clinton to come here at this stage of the race. It is a important, obviously, general election state, even though we don't have an early primary. We do have a primary that could matter in a long race, and we also have a debate. We're one of six states that has a Democratic debate. We're one of nine states that has a Republican debate. So there's a lot going on in Wisconsin. What's interesting is that Bernie Sanders made his trip to Madison, and Hillary Clinton is making hers to Milwaukee, and it's kind of emblematic of the two kind of sides of the Democratic Party that Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders seem to be drawing their support from right now.
And Hillary Clinton's popularity is down a bit in Wisconsin right now. Some polling shows that she would still fare the best in a matchup between challengers like Donald Trump and Jeb Bush and Scott Walker. But in general, what do you make of her numbers here in Wisconsin as she comes into this visit?
Well, they definitely reflect, you know, her national trend, which is a loss of support as this email controversy drags on and takes its toll. On the other hand, she is more than competitive in general election matchups in Wisconsin against major Republican figures, and she's certainly, you know, competitive for the Democratic nomination. She leads Bernie Sanders by low double digits in the last poll that the Marquette Law School did recently. The two are as I said earlier, are kind of appealing to different kinds of Democrats, and it gives them each sort of a base in a state like Wisconsin. And Bernie Sanders is doing better with men. He's doing better with more independent-minded Democrats. He's doing better with liberal Democrats. He's doing better with college-educated Democrats. Those are all things you can imagine would make him popular in the Madison area. And Hillary Clinton is doing better with women. She's doing better with blue-collar white Democrats, and she's doing better with more moderate Democrats, and those are all reasons why you can imagine her doing better. And she's also doing better with African-Americans, why you can imagine her doing better in a place like Milwaukee. I think Bernie Sanders could certainly give her a run for her money in a state like Wisconsin, where, incidentally, Hillary Clinton didn't have a very good primary in 2008 against Barack Obama.
Is Milwaukee a common stop for fundraising for national candidates like this?
Absolutely. I mean, it is the, you know, kind of financial center of Wisconsin. And as you go around from state to state, it's kind of a natural place for her. She is holding a fundraiser as well as having a public event in Milwaukee today.
Now, it's just a couple of days ago that she apologized for her actions involving a private email server. That was a story that's been a long time evolving over the months, over the summer months. Do you expect her to make any reference to that tonight? And do you expect people to ask her about it?
You know, I don't know how much opportunity people are going to have to ask her questions. I would not necessarily expect her to bring it up, but it kind of depends on, you know, what they've decided is the most effective way for her to address this, to put it to rest. She's, as you alluded to in interviews, she's gone, you know, a little bit further in terms of being contrite about it and ceding a little more ground on it. But I'm sure they're anxious, you know, to kind of move on if they feel like they can and talk about other things.
We're talking with Craig Gilbert right now, Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about Hillary Clinton's visit to Wisconsin, to Milwaukee, in fact, this evening. And Craig, when Bernie Sanders was in Madison earlier this year, he drew record-sized crowds, and there were lots of pictures in the media about the masses of people there to see Bernie Sanders. Does Hillary Clinton at this point have that same kind of draw for the event tonight, for example?
You know, probably not. I mean, I'm sure she can build a crowd. I mean, I'm not sure she can build kind of a Bernie Sanders-style crowd. because of what Bernie Sanders is tapping into, and particularly in a place like Madison, where Madison has a long history of just turning out like crazy at Democratic events. I mean, mass crowd events in the past, tens of thousands of people, and which doesn't diminish what Bernie Sanders was able to do, but that was a perfect venue for him to get that kind of a turnout. And it's still early in the process. And I think, you know, part of what Hillary Clinton is struggling with is that she's not kind of lighting a fire under Democratic voters, and it may turn out that she doesn't have to, but she does, you know, that's what she's competing with in terms of Bernie Sanders, kind of the passion of the Bernie Sanders vote. I think that Bernie Sanders, you know, may have a ceiling, and he certainly needs to broaden his own coalition in order to seriously challenge Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination. But what he's got going for him right now is that kind of grassroots passion. But that isn't always a formula for victory in either party.
Now, of course, still early in the season here, but how important do you expect Wisconsin as a whole to be in the upcoming presidential race?
Well, if we're talking about the nominating contest, it does, as you noted, does come late in the process. So it all depends on how protracted these races are. So, you know, the later states, chances are the later states won't matter. But if the race drags on, then they become really important. And they could really, you know, really matter a lot. Our primaries aren't until April. Wisconsin is a state that really turns out like crazy compared to other states in these primaries. And so I think that carries some weight in terms of how people perceive the results. It's not a state whose primary is just decided by a handful of kind of ideological voters. It's an open primary. It's a big electorate. So there's a scenario where it matters on both sides. If the races last long enough, then that certainly seems like it's at least plausible on the Republican side because of the size of the field and how fractured it is. And if you think that Donald Trump doesn't have staying power, then you're looking at a recipe for a long race. And then, obviously, in the general election, Wisconsin is a state that at times has been right on the 50-yard line of American politics. And when Republicans really target the state and really maximize their effort here, they've proven that they can make the state very competitive. They just haven't, you know, ultimately had success in some time in winning the state.
Craig, thank you so much for joining us.
Nice to be with you.
That is Craig Gilbert, Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joining us to talk about Hillary Clinton's visit to Milwaukee this evening.